Speaking on NBC Radio's face-to-face program this morning, President of the Garifuna Heritage Foundation, David Daki Williams, highlighted some of the activities that are expected to take place at the International Garifuna Summit.
The Garifuna Heritage Foundation would be putting on what we call the Garifuna International Summit. The summit takes the form of many different types of activities. We will be showing films to school children, films on the Garifuna heritage and culture. We will be doing musical concerts at Heritage Square. Of course, the centerpiece of the summit will be our two-day conference. This conference is a continuation of the very first International Garifuna Conference that was held in 2012, which was a resounding success. We are trying to go one better this time, and so far the presenters and the topics that will be presented at this summit promises to make this even better than the 2012 conference.
Mr. Williams said a musical concert featuring modern Garifuna music will also be held at Heritage Square on March 14th.
There would be a big free musical concert at Heritage Square on that day, Heritage Day. We will feature the band from New York as well as local artists, and there will be a couple of visiting musicians from Belize and I think Nicaragua. Those are communities where Garifuna people live in large numbers. That will begin sometime in the afternoon, probably at 2 o'clock. There is also the wreath laying ceremony at Dorsetshire Hill, of which we are a regular part. And so we will be there. And then sometime after that ceremony is finished, the concert at Heritage Square will take place. And I hope Vincentian turn out in their numbers to hear what the modern Garifuna music is like.
Mr. Williams also explained the theme for this year's summit, noting that the United Nations has played an important role in keeping the Garifuna culture alive.
In explaining the theme, we know that Garifuna has survived and has prospered to a great extent. But there are still challenges. Hence, the reason in our theme for the word survival, and what could all of us do to keep the Garifuna culture progressing? The United Nations has done their part, has had a very strong injection into the sustenance by declaring the Garifuna heritage and culture as the intangible heritage of mankind. That is a designation that is given to remote cultures around the world by the United Nations, so that the world knows that this culture exists and it has survived despite modernization and all the things that comes with modernization.
President of the Garifuna Heritage Foundation, David Daki Williams. The summit is scheduled to run from March 8th to the 15th, 2015. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.